We've been speaking about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. One has to be careful when saying Kriya Shema to say all the words of Kriya Shema. It should seem obvious to everybody, but not everyone's always aware of that. So all the words of Kriya Shema must be recited. They must be pronounced properly. So why don't you be careful not to just run through the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah of Diraisa, both in the morning and the evening. Why don't you try to be careful to pronounce all the words, say each and every one of the words properly. In addition to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, there is also a mitzvah of Zechiras Atzias Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us that every morning and every evening we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to speak about the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not as elaborate as on Pesach night when we have an entire Seder, but still we make a very, very quick, short reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom Uvalayla. We assume that this is a mitzvah min HaTorah, and we perform this mitzvah as we recite the third parasha of Kriya Shema. There is a very lumdish question, whether these are really two distinct mitzvahs. Do we actually count the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate and dependent mitzvah? Or is it really almost like subsumed under the category of Kriya Shema? There's not that much of an nafka minah practically for us. One potential difference would be, what if a person missed by Kriya Shema? So we already mentioned last week that one has to be very, very careful to recite Kriya Shema at the right time, both in the morning and the evening, of the dinim in HaTorah. What if a person missed by Kriya Shema? So they should still say the Kriya Shema anyway, even though they don't technically fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah, it's still the right thing to do is to say three parshas of Shema. According to the Shagas Aryeh, one can still fulfill the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim in HaTorah. So even if for whatever reason the person overslept, so they should daven whatever point, whatever the halacha is, and they should daven at that point, but they should make sure to say the parshas of Shema, and especially the third parshas of Shema. At least according to many poskim, one can still fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even in the absence of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Have a wonderful day.